We're up to the mission on Sadi Beis Omid Beis. Just a point from last year. The Gemara said that just because the people of Hutzel carry on their head, Batla Daitan, that even if you're in Hutzel and you carry on your head, in the way that we said that is not Kederach, so you're not Chayiv. Tosfos points out there are times that we do say that if a whole area does something, that not only in that area is it considered Kederach, but in the whole world is considered Kederach if you do that, even though in the whole world it's not like that. Tosfos says the condition would be that the reason the rest of the world doesn't do that because they don't have the same conditions as that place. For instance, squeezing certain fruits for their juices is a normal thing if you have a plenty of those fruits. In most of the world, they don't have a plentiful supply of those fruits, so they use them for eating, not for juice. But in the whole world, if they would have fruits, plentiful, they would also squeeze them for juices. Then, if they do it in one area, because they have a plentiful supply of fruit, then it becomes derech that anywhere else in the world, if you do it, it's also called kederech. So there are situations where what is kederech in one place, even though it's not the derech in the rest of the world, but because it's because of circumstances that it becomes a derech in that place, and therefore in any other place, if that would be the circumstances, it would also be kederech. By Hutzel, there was no circumstances in Hutzel why they had to carry on their head. They just did a crazy thing. So therefore, it's shalom kederech even for them. Okay, let's go on. Hamiskavin lahotzi lefonov ubolo la'achrov. Person was carrying something, and he had intention to carry it in front of him where he could protect and watch it better, and by accident it went behind him. Potter. So it's lois avid machshavto, right? And therefore you potter from a chatas. That's not a real shogeg, because on Shabbos you need meleches machsheves, and here what's it called? It's lois avid machshavto. What he wanted to do wasn't accomplished. So you potter from a chatas. You're not allowed to do that. But if you, the chiyuv of a chatas doesn't exist. La'achra v'bolo l'fon of chayiv. But if you intended to carry behind you, and you, it turned around to in front of you, then you're chayiv. We'll see the Gemara is going to explain which the cases are. The emes amru, really the halacha is, whenever it says the emes amru, the halacha is like that. Ha'isho ha'chogeres besimer, bein milfonehu, bein malachareho chayeves. A woman is wearing a slip, I think that's more or less what it is, a kind of apron. I think it's a slip, and it turns around. Doesn't make a difference if it was in front of her, behind her, right? She's chayiv in any case. Shekain roi lios choser, because that's normal. These things don't stay in place, and the back becomes the front, and the front becomes the back. So there, when she put it on, she knew that it's not going to stay back to back and front to front, and therefore it doesn't make a difference if it turns around. Rabbi Yehuda Omer at mekablik sokim. Yehuda says also mekablei psakim. The Gemara discussed what it is. Rashi says two pshatim. The Rashi is one pshat, and the Tosfos is a different pshat. Mekablei psakim, same thing. Doesn't make a difference if it's front or back, or way Rashi learns a different pshat. We'll see Rashi in a second. They also the same thing. Even though it's not exactly what you thought, you're still going to be chayiv. I see Rashi. Meskaven lotzi lefanav. Kigon shitzor mos besadino kadesh you kluyim lefanav. You put money in a kerchief or whatever, wrapped it up and put it in front of you. And so I guess tie it around your neck or something to carry it like that. Uvolo l'achrav, and as you were running and walking, it got put behind you. Potter, the loniskai machshavto. V'have leki misasek v'lo miskaven. So it's worse than, it's less than a shogeg. It's like misasek, not miskaven, because you didn't do exactly what you wanted to do. La'achrav v'bolo l'fanav chayiv. The Gemara Mefarish time. The Gemara explained the Chara over here. So also you didn't do what you wanted to do. If it was behind you and it came in front of you, the Gemara explained why that's different. Sinar ke'in michnasayim ketanim, like underpants. The chogeres also litznius. But the Chara, if it's pants, like we know pants, it can't turn around. It's not shy. Right. So it must be talking about something like a slip. Right, and the woman wears it litznius. The tolsch bo shum dover lahotzi ubalo litzadacher chayavis. She tied something onto that, and it lechara here it's not clothes shalokaderech. It's not like under the clothes. And people used to put things on this slip, right, to carry it. That was the derech to do. She came roy lios choser darko lios choser sivivosecha. Right, this normally turns around. When she put it on, she knew that it's going to be turning around. Umitchilasa yada shesofa v'sapech. From the beginning, she knew that that's the normal way for this thing to function. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ach mekablik psakim shel melech lemos from the rotsim. A person receives letters from the king, and he gives them to runners to go and deliver them. Atem chayovin baltsason afil on eskaim and machshavosam kigon hotzion amanas liten lerotzeh v'nosn lezeh. He took them with the intention of giving them to this runner, and that runner didn't show up. He got another runner to take it. Right? Tach loshin rabosai v'libi megamgim. That's not exactly the same case over here. Right? In the end, if this runner came and you gave it to him, why is that misasik? Right? Tosfos says that what's it called? That it's talking about runners who carry psakim for the king, and what's it called? They put it in a kis tied around their a neck or whatever, and it's natural when they're running that it goes back, front, or whatever, that there's no set place for it to be. So Mamela, it's exactly the same thing as the sinner. Okay. But Rashi learns this way. Okay. He himself says he's not satisfied with it because Lechora, that's not misasik. If you know which runner you're giving to in the end, just because you had intention to give it to a different runner, why is that called misasik? But he says that's the pshat. So now the Gemara wants to know the difference between the two cases. If you intended to put it in front of you and it went behind you, so you're not chayiv achatos because you didn't do what you wanted to do. If you put it behind you and it came in front of you, the same thing. You didn't do what you wanted to do. So why over there are you chayiv? Omer Rav Elazar, Tavra. Mishashonazu, lo shonazu. Enechanami. Either you're chayiv in both cases or you're potter in both cases. And the Mishnah is telling me two different opinions. One opinion tells me this way, and one opinion tells me the other way. Rashi, Mishishon Azul or Shon Azul, Tanakama potter v'tarvayu, v'tanabasra v'chayiv v'tarvayu. Right? It's two different Tanayim, and really they both hold in both cases, either it's chayiv or potter, and the Mishnah just records it in a way that it seems like it's two different things, but it's not. It's totally two different Tanayim. Omar Rava, my kush. Rava says, no, I can tell you that it's going according to one Tana, and he holds in the case where it was in front of you and went behind you, your potter, but behind you, in front of you, it's takachai, it's different. Dilma lefana vubolo la'acharav, hainu time of the potter, niskavon l'shmira ma'ula, v'olso b'yado shmira p'chusa. Because when you intended to put it in front of you, there you could watch it good, that's a better shmira. And in the end, it turned out that you weren't carrying it with such great shmira. So you what you wanted to do wasn't done, and it was done worse than what you wanted to do. Then you're potter. La'achar v'bolo l'fanav, in the case where you intended to carry it behind you, and it went in front of you, hainu time of the chayiv niskavon l'shmira p'chusa, v'also b'yado shmira u'meula. Here, even though you didn't intend to do what you wanted to do, it was better than what you wanted to do. You wanted to carry it in a way that you weren't protecting it that much. And it turned out to be that you were protecting, that if you were carrying it in a way, that you were protecting it even more. So that already is no difference. Either of it. There, it's better. But if you didn't intend to do this, but it turned out better than what you wanted to do, then you're chayiv. Ela my kusha, but what would be the problem? Diyuk of the masnisan kasha. The diyuk of the Mishnah would be problem. Why? Hamaskavan lahotzi lefana v'bolo la'achra potter. Right? Mashma, that what's it called? If you intended to carry in front of you, and it went behind you, you're potter. That's what the first part of the Mishnah says. Mashma from that, what's the diyuk? But if you put it behind you and you intended to leave it and it ended up being behind you, you'll be chayiv. Okay? Because only if you put it behind, put it in front of you and it went behind you, are you potter. But if you put it behind you to begin with and you intended that and it stayed there, then you'd be chayiv. Okay? That's the diuk. Aim a seifa. Look at the seifa. La'achra v'bolo l'fana v'dechayiv. If you intended to put it behind you, but in the end it came in front of you, that's when you're chayiv. Because now it's better than what you thought. But, hola achra v'bol achra, but if it stayed there behind you, you'd be potter. That's the diuk of the seifa. Right? The only reason you're chayiv is because in the end it went in front of you and you had a real good carry. But if you had left it behind you, right, that's not the way people carry. That's a shmira pechusa. So, that's why what's it called? Rav Elazar Tavra Mishishanazu Lo Shanazu. That's why Rav Elazar said that it has to be two different Tanoim. Because you can't learn it like what's it called, like was it? Rava said. You can't learn like Rava. But it's the same Tana. Because the diuk is a problem. Right? What you can medayik from the Reisha is the opposite diuk from the Sefer. So it has to be two different Tanoim. That's what Rabbi Elazar said, that the same one, this is not the same Tana, and Taka, the one who holds that it's chayiv is chayiv all the time, the one says Potter is Potter all the time. Nor it says, Omer Rav Ashi, my kushya. No, I can explain the diuk too. No problem. It should be the same Tana, the same Svara that Rava said, and the diuk will also work out. My kushya. Dilma lo mi boy kamer. Lo mi boy la achrav, bolo la achrav de chayiv, de sadira machshavto, el afil la achrav, bolo fanav, it's trichalei. Sol kadai te chamino hoyav, lo isavid machshavto, lo de chayiv, kamash milan, neskav, and the shmira pchusav, also biyodo shmira mu'ula de chayiv. Right? No, maybe the diuk is not as you say. The diuk of the Reisha is right, that if you put it in front of you and it went in back of you, right, then you're what's it called, you are chayiv. You potter. If you put it behind you, and but the, then the diuk of that would be that if you what's it called, if you put it behind you and it stayed behind you, then you'd be chayiv. And that's right, that's true. The achrav there is achidim in achshavto. You did what you wanted to do. The next case, the sefer, right? If you put it behind you and it came in front of you, then you're chayiv. Don't be medayik that if you left it behind you, you'd be potter. No, but it's lomi boya. Surely, if you had intention to put it behind you and it stayed behind you, where you did exactly what you wanted, you're chayiv. But even if you put it behind you and you intended it for be behind you and it went in front of you, you're still chayiv. That's the chiddush. But don't be medayik that the other case will be potter. The other case is surely chayiv, because you did what you wanted to do. But I might think that if you put it behind you and it came in front of you, even though it was better, but it's not what you wanted to do. Kamash v'lo, no. If it's better than what you wanted to do, that doesn't make you potter. So therefore, even the diuk is okay, is no problem, and it could be the same time. Simura says, Ula achrav, ubola la achrav tanoihi. If you put it behind you and you intended it to stay behind you and it stayed behind you, is a machlokas tanoim whether you chayiv or not. The Tanya, hamotzi mos bepundoso upio lamala chayiv. Pio lamata, right? If you carry money in a money belt and the opening of the money belt is facing up, which is a normal way of carrying it, right? So it doesn't fall out. So then you chayiv. If the opening is down, it's not the normal way to carry. You normally carry with the money belt with the opening up, not down. Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says that's not enough to be called shalokadera. Lamaisa, it's not protected as much as if the thing would be up, but if it stays in, it stayed in. And the chachamim potrim, and the chachamim say it's potter, right? So Omer lohem Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda said to the chachamim, "Iatem moldim b'la achrav u'bolo la achrav shuchayiv." Don't you agree with me that even if you carry something in a not such a great way, not such a protected way, that you're chayiv, the case being, or something was behind you and you left it behind you, that you're chayiv. Even though normally it's better to carry something in front of you where you can protect it and guard it and watch it better, but if you put it behind you, it's also chayiv. Amru v'amru lo, v'yata modi kalachar yada v'raglo shupater. Don't you agree that if you carry totally in an uncommon way, in a way that's a shinui, that you're potter? So what's it called? Amr Yehuda. Ani amarti dover echad. Vehem amru dover echad. They said one thing that I agreed to, and I said one thing that they agreed to. Right? Ani lo matzasi tshuva ledivrayim. I don't have any answer to what they said, meaning that enochinami, if you carry shaloka derech mamish, I agree that you're potter. But I don't consider this where you have the money belt turned upside down that that's shaloka derech completely. That's just shmira tchusa. That's carrying normal, but in a way that's not so protected. They didn't have an answer to me either. They also agree that if it's behind you and it stays behind you, right, which is not shaloka derech completely, it's just not a carrying that's well protected, that you're still chayiv. And they compare the money belt to what's it called, the shaloka derech, and I compare the money belt to the case of where it's behind you. So Mar says, "Me the kamer lahu iatem moldim lab mechlal de pater rabban." Right? When Rav Yehuda said, "Don't you? Wouldn't you agree in this case?" It's mashma. They wouldn't agree in that case. that in the case where it was behind them and it stayed behind you, that the Rabbanon hold your potter. Gemara says, well, the Tameh, you can't learn like that. The Rabbi Yehuda said, well, wouldn't you agree to me, but meaning that in that case you don't agree, and in that case you're wrong. Right? Then they have to say the opposite too. When the Rabbanon said to Rabbi Yehuda, don't you agree with us that if you carry Kalach HaYad completely b'shinui, that you're potter? That would mean that Rabbi Yehuda argues on that. And he holds even Kalach HaYad is chayav. That can't be. But the Tameh, the Ka'amri Le'i HaTamod, the Mechlal, the Mechayav, Rabbi Yehuda. Nobody holds if you carry with a shinui, right, you carry it backhanded or whatever, that you're chayim. Everybody holds. Right? But so therefore you have to learn differently. So in the beginning, the Gemara wanted to say that la'achrav, ubo la'achrav is a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. From the interchange of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, it seems that Rabbi Yehuda was saying, I hold that if it's behind you, you're also chayiv, right? And you don't agree with that, and therefore you consider the upside-down money belt also just like it'd be behind you. It's not a good shmira, but it's not an abnormal carrying. So I hold where it's not a good shmira and it's an abnormal, but not an abnormal carrying, you're chayiv. You hold where it's not a good shmira and it's not an abnormal carrying, you're potter, right? So, and the opposite. The Rabbanan said that, Rabbi Yehuda, don't you agree to us that abnormal carrying is also not chayiv? And Rabbi Yehuda said, no, even abnormal carrying is chayiv. That's the interchange, right? Then it comes out as machlokas, if you have something behind you, and it stays behind you whether you're chayiv or not. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you'd be chayiv, and because he holds that that it's not abnormal enough to be potter, even though it's not great protection. And the Chachamim hold, no, since it's not great protection, that's not the way people carry, and therefore you're potter. The Gemara says you can't learn like that. Because if you're going to tell me that when Rabbi Yehuda said to the Chachamim, don't you agree that if you carry behind you or whatever, they don't agree to that, then when the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, don't you agree that if you carry completely abnormal way, that you're potter, that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree with that, and that's impossible. Everybody agrees to that. A totally abnormal way of carrying is potter. So it must be that, what's it called, that when the Rabbi Yehuda said to the Chachamim, don't you agree that if you carry behind you, you are chayiv, that they agree that you're chayiv. And everybody agrees that if it's totally abnormal, you're potter. So now, what is the machlokas? The following. So Mar says, Elo la'achrav ubo la'achrav divrei akol chayiv. Carrying behind you, everybody holds you chayiv. Because it's not abnormal. It's just not a good shmira, it's a lesser shmira, everybody holds your chayiv. It's not a machlokas tanoim. Everybody holds your chayiv there. La'achar yodo v'raglo divrei akol potter. If it's totally abnormal, with your foot, behind your hand, that's potter. Ki plige b'pudoso p'ilamata. The only machlokas is in the case of the money belt that's upside down. Mar medameli la'achrov, ubolo li'achrov. Rabbi Yehuda compares it to not a total abnormal carrying, but a carrying which is normal, but not the best way. Okay? Umar medame leila achar yodo v'raglo. And the Chacham say, no, this is totally abnormal. It's not just not the best way. It's not like carrying something behind you. Carrying something in an upside-down money bag is not carrying. That nobody does such a thing. It's not just not good protection. It's not normal. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's normal, just not good protection. Rashi. Mish, okay, yeah. Also biyado shmira pechusa. Yeah. Misha shana zulo shana zul. Tana kama poter b'tarvayu. V'tana basra mechayi b'tarvayu. That's what Rabbi Lezer says. Also biyado shmira pechusa. And Rabbi says no. It could be that what's it called? Where you had it behind you and it went in front of you, you'd be chayiv according to everybody. It's not. It's one tana because there you got better than what you intended. When you had it in front of you and it went behind you, then it's worse than you intended. That's when it's lo isavida machshavto. You didn't do what you wanted to do when you potter. But also biyado shmir b'chus v'anan sali de lo nichalei. We know that the guy intended to have a good shmir, carry it in a way that it was good. Aval seifa koshkein de nichalei. But in the seifa, he's surely happy if he gets better shmira. He started out with it behind and it went in front. Diyukad masnis in kasha. So Mar says no. The problem is not so much understanding the two members, but the diuk is going to be a problem. Diuk of the matzin and lemedik masis, and what you could infer from it, that's going to be a problem, because what we can infer from the first part of the Mishnah is the opposite of what we infer from the second part of the Mishnah. La'achra lubolo lefanav hu dechayiv. From the first part of the Mishnah, we can say that if it was, what's it called? If it was behind you and it went in front of you, you're chayiv. Mashma, that if it was behind you and stayed behind you, you'd be pater. Right? There also be other shmir mula, because only when you got it better than you wanted to do, but if you ended up doing the not good one, the lesser shmira, that wouldn't be chayiv. And then the diuk of the other one is that even if it stayed, if only if it was in front of you or went behind you is pater, but if it stayed behind you and you put it behind you, it'll be chayiv. So it's two different diukim. So the Gemara says, no, what's it called? You know, it shouldn't be medayik that if it was, what's it called, behind you and went in front of you, that's the only case you're chayiv. But if it would have stayed behind you, be pater, say just the opposite. If it stayed behind you, that's for sure you're chayiv. You did what you wanted to do. And it's not shalokadera. It's normal. It's just not the best way. But if it went in front of you, I might think that's not what you wanted to do. And therefore you should be pater, kamash malon, even if it went in front of you, you're chayiv, because even though it's not what you wanted to do, it's better than you wanted to do, that's good enough. The Chachamim Potrim, Shein Derech Otzah Bekach. The Rabbanan hold that if you carry in a money belt upside down, that's not the derech. That's shaloka derech. That's just not good protection. It's shaloka derech. Ani amarti dover echad, iatem moldim. I said to them, don't you agree with me in this case? And they didn't have an answer. Vehem amru dover echad, iatem molde. Mechlau de mechayev Rabbi Yehuda, bitmiya. So the first, the Gemara wanted to learn that when they put the other one on the spot, it's because they disagreed, but they had no answer. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, then when the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, don't you agree that if you carry backhanded, that you're a potter, that really Rabbi Yehuda holds your chai, but he had no answer. How could that be? Rabbi Yehuda bit me, havade divrei akol potter, delo mafki in shihachit. Everybody agrees that if it's totally abnormal, nobody carries like that, then you're not chai. How could it be that we hold that Rabbi Yehuda would hold in that case your chai? And similarly then, when the Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbanan, don't you agree with me that if it's behind you and it stays behind you, that you're chayiv, that the Rabbanan would agree to that. Not that they would argue in that. So everybody holds that behind you and it stayed behind you is chayiv. La'achrav abola la'achrav divrei akol chayiv. The Yesh Motzian came b'shmir b'chusa. Some people carry like that. It's not abnormal. It's just sometimes you want to have extra protection, sometimes you don't want to have extra protection. La'achar yodo divrei akol potter, dei motzian came. Nobody carries backhanded. That's abnormal. Then everybody holds your part. Mar medami la'achrav, so carrying an upside down money belt, Rabbi Yehuda compares it to where it's behind you and it stayed behind you. The shmira p'chusahi. That's not great shmira, right, but it's not abnormal. So if you carry something in a lesser protective way, but it's not abnormal, then you're chayiv. Everybody holds your chayiv. And that's how Rabbi Yehuda holds the case of the money belt is. Mar medami lo la'achar yodo. And the Chachamim say, no, the money belt is not just not so protective, it's abnormal. Nobody carries an upside-down wallet where it could fall out. The lo dami lamotzi la'achrav, the hasam mishtam remain, because when it's behind you, at least it's protected. Min haganovin, right? It's on you, a ganov can't get it. If you see a ganov coming behind you, you also know he's coming. Aval elu noflim me'aleim, they motzi imkei. These are going to fall out. Right, it may stay there for a while, but eventually it's going to fall out. Nobody carries like that, carries money in an upside-down wallet that's open and where it's going to fall out. Okay, let's go on. Be'emes omru ha'isha, tana kol be'emes halachahi. Right, every be'emes means the halacha is like that. And the shayla over here in the Rishonim, why we need dafka and echronim, why, what's it called, we have to be told over here, the halacha is the dafka like this, there doesn't seem to be any machlokas over here. Some say be'emes halacha means halacha l'moshe misinai. That's very difficult to apply over here, that it's halacha l'moshe misinai. Rabbi Yehuda Omer af mekablei psachim, tana shekein lavlori malchus osinkei. So the way Rashi learned in the beginning, Rashi, shekein lavlori malchus osinkei, b'dayto l'mos from lezeh, ve'eno motso v'dover ha'melech nachu, to motzi acher mosu lo. That's the way that the sofrim, lavlor is a sofer, the scribes of the king who are responsible to give out his messages to runners, to deliver them, sometimes he wrote it and intended to give it to one messenger. The messenger didn't show up and it was something that had to be sent out, so he sent it with a different messenger. It could be that the first messenger was a better guy and the second one was a lesser guy, and it's therefore similar to the case of the Sinar where you're changing from better protection to lesser protection. It's not just a different messenger. It's an inferior messenger. So the carrying, that shmira, is inferior. So you intended to have a good shmira with a better mailman, and then you get the schleppy mailman, what's it called, and you give it to him. So it could be that in that situation, it's mamish similar to the case of where it came before you and back or whatever. Again, Tosfos says, it's talking where what's it called, lavlori ha-melech means the sofer of the melech who's responsible to deliver his mail, sometimes hangs it around his neck, and in running, it gets back, forward. He's not afraid somebody's going to steal it. Nobody's going to steal the king's mail. But it's shmira pusa from the back and shmira ma'ula in the front, and you don't care really if it's in the back or the front. The main thing is to get it where you're going. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference if it's back, front, if you put it in front and it went to the back, you're all chayiv. That's how Tosfos says. Okay, let's go. Hamotzi kikar l'shus harabim, chayiv. If you carry a roll into Rishus HaRabim, you're chayiv. Hotziyu shnayim, if two people carry the same roll, little roll, and two people are carrying it, one on one side, one on the other side, turim, the potter. There's a special halacha of shnayim shosu, we learn from potter. Lo yochol echad l'hotziyu, the hotziyu shnayim, if neither one could carry, it's not a roll. It's just a gigantic, like, 10-meter long challah. And or a gigantic rock, so one person couldn't pick it up. Only two people could pick it up, right? Then both of them are chayiv, because this is the normal way of carrying such a heavy thing with two people. Carrying a dinner roll, two people is not normal. Reb Shimon Poter. Reb Shimon says you even Poter in that situation. He learns it from a pasuk that even two people who do something that's normal to do is also Poter. But it's all that we'll see dependent later on psukim. Shnayim shasu. Omer of Yehuda, Omer Rav. And obviously, one of the questions is going to be, Lechora, how could Rav Shimon hold that if two people, one person can't carry something, and two people carry it in order to be right, that your potter, that's how they carried the Aron. The Aron was too heavy for any one person to carry, right? And what's it called? It has to be talking, Lechora, like that, because otherwise it's a kash on everybody. Right, and many people carry together. The Bnei Kahas, nobody carried one thing. The beams were not carried by one person; they were carried by a few people. And that's what we learned the Malacha Fol Safra. So how could it be that if more than one person carried something that's impossible to be carried by anyone themselves should be potter? Then how would they chayv in the how would we learn for the Mishkan? The Mishkan, the Kahas, that case. What? But there was a name. Any also, this is the Malamas or Mila Patr, it doesn't make a difference. Wherever you're chayiv, right, you'd be Patr, because the Shnaim Shasu has nothing to do with where you could, it doesn't depend on the Tanoim of carrying, it depends on the fact that two people did it. Okay, well, keep it in mind. We're not going to get to it today. Get to tomorrow's now. Omar of Yehuda, Omar Rav. Va'amri lo Omar Abaya, Va'amri lo B'masni, Satana, right? Some say Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav, some say that Abaya said it. And some say that it's in a braisa. Zeh yochol v'zeh yochol. If both of them could have carried it independently, and two people are carrying it together, Rav Meir mechayev. Even in that case, Rav Meir says you're chayev. Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon potter. But Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon say in that case you're potter. Zeh eino yochol v'zeh eino yochol. If neither one could carry it alone, and they're carrying it together. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir mechayiv. Then Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir say you're chayiv. Rabbi Shimon potter. In that case, Rabbi Shimon, like says the Mishnah, still says you're potter. Zeh yochol v'zeh no yochol. If one of them is strong and he could have carried it himself, and the other guy is weak and he couldn't have carried it himself, okay, one of them could carry it, and one of them couldn't carry it themselves, then divrei hakol chayiv. Then somebody's chayiv here. The Gemara will discuss who's chayiv. The one who couldn't carry it himself is chayiv, since he's being helped by somebody else, or the one who could have carried himself is chayiv, and the other guy is irrelevant over here because he's not doing anything. Right? The first guy could have carried without this guy, so the other guy is irrelevant. We will discuss which of those two scenarios is the case. Okay. Tanya Nami Hochi, we have a braisa that says this too. Hamotzi kikar l'shus harabim chayiv. Person who carries out a kikar to l'shus harabim is chayiv. Hotziu shnayim, if two people carry that same kikar, which obviously either one could have carried independently. Rav Meir mechayiv, Rav Yehuda omer. Rav Meir says you're chayiv in that, even in that case. Rabbi Yehuda Omer im lo yochol echad lahotzio, lahotzio shnayim chayovim. Rabbi Yehuda says if one of them couldn't have carried it and both of them carry it, then you're chayiv v'im lav pturim. In other words, if neither one could have carried it himself and both of them carry it, then you're chayiv. But if both of them could have carried themselves, then you're pater. Reb Shimon Poter. Reb Shimon says you're pater in any case, in all cases, even if neither of them could have carried it independently and they're carrying it together, still you're pater. So now the Gemara wants to know, how do you know all this? This three-way machlokas, right? What's the svaras of all the different opinions? Minani Milan, the Tana Rabbanan, Ba'asosa. When it speaks about a chatos, we're talking about chatos over here, not talking about mutter to do it the chatchila, talking about a chat, being chayv a chatos. So by a chatos it says ba'asosa, like somebody will do an aveira that normally you chayv koris for b'shogeg. So it says ba'asosa, when you do it, right, ha'oses kula, somebody who does the entire thing himself. The loha oses mitzas, not somebody who does part of it. Ketzer, what's called part? Shnayim show you osim b'malgeis, v'logzim, the karkar, the shoftim, the kulmis, the kostim, the kana, the hotzio, the shus harabim, yochol you chayavim, tamad lomer ba'asosa. You have to do the whole thing. Oses kula v'lo osim mitzas. Right? In cases like this, you two people are involved in doing different malachim. Right, they have a malgaze, a pitchfork, and they're pitchforking with their pitchfork. Anybody can lift a pitchfork, right? So either one, but they're working together, and then together they carry it out in Shusarabim. So that's a case where either one could have carried it himself. If they're carrying it together, then neither one is carrying the whole thing. They're sharing the burden, right? Each one is carrying what's it called, only a part of it, and he could have done the whole thing. So then what's it called? He's potter. He didn't do the whole thing himself. Or they were both, what's it called, the karkar, the shoftim, they had a karkar, what's it called, is a mesach, something to do with a loom. Okay, something you hit on the loom to make the stitches, or the, whatever they're called, the threads on the loom straight. So anybody can pick up a karkar. Right? It's a light thing. And two people were doing it together, and then they forgot that with Shabbos they carried out to Rishus Arabim. Or Bekulmus the Kosin. They were holding onto a quill and they were writing together. And then they forgot and they carried the quill together out to Rishus Arabim. Or they were holding a pipe and they brought it out to Rishus Arabim, right? Which a pipe that anybody could carry. So what's it called? They're not chayav because they're not doing the whole malacha. Each of them could have done the whole malacha themselves, and they didn't. They did it together with somebody else. So neither one of them is doing the whole malacha. Therefore, what's it called? They're potter. Okay, Rashi. Zeh yochol lahotzio levado. If this one could carry it by himself, the zeh yochol lahotzio levado, and this one could have carried the thing by himself, lahotzio shneihem, but they carried it together. Rav Meir Mechayev, the Lo Dorish Basosa Lahachi. He learns from the word Basosa something different. Different halacha. Ela Lethor Yochid Shasa Boraz Bezdin Klamon. Later on, the Gemara will explain it, that he holds that only if you do it on your own volition, but if you follow the Psak of Bezdin, you're Pater. Okay, that's what he learns from this Pasuk. So he doesn't learn this Pasuk to tell me you have to do the whole malacha yourself. Rav Yehuda Poter, the Lav Urche Bahachi. Rav Yehuda holds your Pater because that's not the Derech. It's not the derech to carry something light, two people. So it's shaloka derech. Ustam asnis Rabbi Yehuda. The stam mission that says that your potter is Rabbi Yehuda. Ze eino yachol ve ze eino yachol. To urchayu lahotzi b'shnai. Rashi seems to be saying it's a svar, even though the Gemara seems to be learning from psukim. But you need the svara to know how to learn the psukim. So the svara is that something that's too heavy for any one person to carry, the derech is that two people carry it. It's not shaloka derech for two people to carry it. That is the derech. Here, Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Meir, the chayiv, that's your chayiv. Because now it's not shaloka derech anymore, it's not kederech for two people to carry something light. But it is a derech for two people to carry something heavy. Rabbi Shimon Poter, the yolif mikroit kamon. Rabbi Shimon here holds your potter, because he learns it from psukim. That even though the svara is like they say, but there's a pasuk that goes against that svara, and says that even so, your potter. Zeh yachol, the zeh no yachol. Right? If this one can carry it by himself and this one can't, well, Tziushnam, both of them carry it together. Divrei HaKol Chayiv. Everybody holds somebody's Chayiv over here. Well, come on the first, Haiminayu Chayiv. Later on, the Gemara will discuss who's Chayiv. The guy who can't, the guy who can, or both of them. Somebody's Chayiv, we don't know who. Hochi Garsiner, Ho Tziushnayim, Reb Meir Mechayiv, Velo Garsinim Potter. Right? If two people carried it, then Reb Meir says you're Chayiv. What gears do we have in the Gemara? Rav Meir Mechayiv, okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, right, okay. Rav Meir Mechayiv. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im Lo Yochel Echad, Kolomer, Kol Echad Be'echad. If either of them, both of them, could not individually carry it, then they're Chayiv. If either one could carry it individually, then they're Potter. If one could carry it and one couldn't, that's the case we said, you're Chayiv, but we don't know who's Chayiv. Both of them could carry it independently, and they carry it together, then they're both potter. In that case, Rav Meir says you're chayiv. Malgez porka. Porka is a pitchfork. Today they call a malgez a lift. What's it called? A forklift? Right. But it's a pitchfork. Bas gimel shinayim. It has three, what's it called, blades, three prongs. You use it to turn over the tvua, the goren. Hu ma'amer, that's the malacha of ma'amer, making bundles. The hu av malacha, the logzim ma'asvin ashiboli. They're, what's it called? Using a malgaze to gather together the sheaves of grain. The karker v'sholtim, the hu mesach. Mesach is where you take the loom and you straighten out the threads. And you use a karker, it's a pointed... piece of wood that's able to straighten out the threads. The paraklav gadol shovet haru b'chal mesach. The kameh v'hotziyu v'chol hanav zeyochel v'zeyochel. All these cases are examples of light things that each person independently could carry it, and they do it together. Then they're what's it called? They're potter, at least according to everybody but Rav Shimon. Okay.